Thank you. Thank you very much, Chair, and thank you, Mr. Director, for your presentation. A few comments. First, we very much welcome the chosen activity for the 2024 performance. However, on the choice of the performance measure in Table 12.16, we do not necessarily demonstrate the value of the activity itself. The production of the publication or organization of a seminar or anything like that does not necessarily confirm enhanced knowledge or availability of tools by a group of countries, which is basically what is the objective. So it's kind of similar to the comments that we've made and agreed for an improvement for the subprogram one, where now the performance measure seems more as a objective or ambition rather than actual performance measure. So we hope that this can be improved for the final version. You know that from the outset, from its beginnings, we've been following very closely the potential of the PCI with much interest and ambition. It is very much noteworthy that according to this draft document, there are several countries that are referring to the PCI in their national development strategies or are in fact broadening their statistical work to include it. This being said, the performance measures continue to indicate that PCI may primarily be used as an additional index to monitor developments rather than for formulating holistic strategies for sustainable development, even as this continues to be indicated as the key added value of PCI, that it's not just a compilation of indices, but it's something that can be operationalized. So for instance, the performance measure for the result 3 seems to remain limited to PCI measurement. And the result 2, the monitoring of its use, and therefore its true value, seems to be foreseen for 2026, which, if I understand correctly, as the result 2 moves up next year to result 1 and so on, it would actually remain outside of the remit of this exercise, of this document, even in the future iterations. And a similar deficiency, in a way, can be identified for performance measure for result 1, where the actual utilization of UNCTAD's work, in this case, countries adopting concrete policies as defined in UNCTAD's prepared vulnerability profiles, is only foreseen for 2025, when this result will no longer feature in this document. I know that for result 1 or result 2, it's difficult to correct this, but it would be good to somehow be informed of this, let's say, of this operational utility of the products. But for result 3, it would be very good if this can be improved. Last comment and more of a concrete suggestion. We take very good note that the strategy subparagraphs, if I may call them that way, in the paragraph 1273, that these are largely copied from what was agreed in the previous years. Given the experience of UNCTAD's support to LDCs at relevant WTO committees, that's subparagraph J, which we also mentioned some examples, would like to encourage a more result-based and pragmatic approach to this support so they can really utilize it so as to have a greater impact and thus benefit for the LDCs. And to this end, we just propose to add three words to this part of the sentence where it reads that UNCTAD supports this LDCs to identify and negotiate, and then we would propose to add result-oriented and pragmatic, and continue as it was, common positions for WTO meetings. So just to make it a bit more concrete, kind of orientate the assistance to be very concrete for the LDCs that they can use it in the WTO meetings. Thank you.